of the audition. The Beechnut Hour. Starring Phil Baker. Tonight, Beechnut Coffee presents the first of a new series of radio programs introducing that nationally known star of the musical comedy and revue stage, Phil Baker. The show is on. Our overture is a medley from George Gershwin's musical comedy, Oak Cave. Thank you. it is my privilege to present to you that renowned entertainer and comedian at large, Phil Baker.
Hello, folks. I just got back from California. My wife and daughters met me at the station. The first thing I said to them was,
Just a moment, Mr. Baker. That's Eddie Candy you're doing.
Well, what do you know? That's right. I forgot I was to a fire. That's where I was. I just got back from an awful fire, Graham. So...
I beg your pardon, sir, but that's Ed Wynn.
Well, what do you think? But I really was to a fire this morning. In fact, I was a hero. I carried seven people down the ladder all at once.
You mean to say, sir, that you carried seven people?
Was you there, Charlie?
I'm sorry to remind you again, sir, but that's Jack Pearl.
Well, what do you know about that? Can you beat it? You're right again. Now, listen here, you guys. What would you like to hear me play?
Yes, sir. Very good, sir. That's Phil Baker, sir.
Well, thank goodness for that. Bottle, I don't know what I'd do without you. Folks, you don't know what a relief it is to have a faithful and conscientious butler. You know, Bottle is the only butler I know who wears a monocle. That's because he doesn't want to see more than he can think about at one time. But believe me, I'd be lost without him. In fact, I was lost without you this morning, Bottle.
Really, sir?
Yes, I had an accident. An automobile hit me and threw me 21 and a half yards.
How did you know it was 21 and a half yards, sir?
Well, I measured it, Bottle, figuring some darn fool would ask me. That just goes to show you folks how nice it is to have him around. Bottle is the perfect butler, a gentleman, a scholar, and an idiot.
I beg pardon, sir, but I never went to school.
I'm sorry, folks. Bottle is just a gentleman and an idiot. Well, the way things are today, I'm lucky I can afford a butler at all. Of course, I had it tough for a while, but I'm okay now. Yes, sir, I'm back on my feet again. They took my car away this morning. Boy, you know, this is the longest depression we've ever had. I'm beginning to think Eugene O'Neill wrote it. But there's really nothing more to worry about. President-elect Roosevelt promises to bring back prosperity. Isn't it wonderful? He promises to bring back prosperity. Well, I hope he brings it back alive. But I shouldn't complain. They're even giving benefits for bankers. I played one myself last night. They had a swell dinner. For dessert, they served frozen assets.
Get off the air.
What was that?
Get off. Get off the air.
Who said that?
I didn't hear anything, sir.
That's funny. I thought I heard somebody say get off the air. Well, maybe I'm wrong. Let's see. Where was I? Oh, yes. Talking about the Depression. I bought Anaconda at 78. Steel at 109. I bought General Motors at 84. Brother, can you spare a dime?
I beg your pardon, sir, but you told me to remind you not to tell any more depression jokes.
Well, this is a fine time to tell me, Bottle.
I'm sorry, sir, but I was very busy in the corner talking to Miss Marsh. She was telling me that she thinks you ought to be in the movies, sir.
Why, Bottle, I was in the movies. I was in Grand Hotel.
I didn't see you, sir.
Well, I was locked in one of the rooms. You know, I think I'm going to enjoy being on this program. I always did like Leon Belasco and his orchestra. Say, Leon, where are you?
Yes, Phil, here I am.
Say hello to the folks, Leon.
But what'll I talk about, Phil?
Well, I'll talk about a minute, Leon.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen.
That's enough. You know, Leon, I was originally supposed to lead the orchestra on this program.
Were you, Phil?
Why, certainly. What am I going to do now?
Well, Phil, you can lead me.
I see. You want me to be the guy who leads the guy who leads the orchestra, eh?
Well, why not? And begging your pardon, sir, what will I lead?
Bottle, if you don't stop annoying me, you'll lead kindly light.
Very good, sir.
Say, tell me, Leon, do you always converse with a dialect?
What did you say, my friend?
I say, do you always converse with a dialect?
No, no. Only when I talk.
I see. Only when you talk. You can go back now, Leon. That was Bottle, folks. He just got the joke I told up ahead about frozen assets.
And that was a very funny joke, sir.
I'm glad you liked it, Bottle.
I didn't get that other joke, sir, about the auto that threw you 21 and a half yards, sir.
Well, you asked me how did I know it was 21 and a half yards, and I told you I measured it, figuring some darn fool would ask me.
Very funny, sir. I suppose there are some people like that.
Yes, isn't it a small world, Bottle? What a coincidence. Wouldn't happen again in a million years.
What about that other joke, sir, about Eugene O'Neill? I didn't get that, sir.
I didn't get it either. Well, Bottle, that's that.
Yes, sir, that's that.
Bottle, I'm in the mood for a little music. How about you?
Me too, sir.
Well, that's that.
Yes, sir, that's that.
Well, here they go.
With a twinkle in your eye, you get by. me, oh my, who could ever thought to find you get by with a twinkle in your eye? Oh, you don't need girlish laughter, 12 reasons close. You can get the things you're after with 2 big eyes that close. Don't you cry if the price of food is high. You get by with a twinkle in your eye.
By, accompanied by Leon Belasco. You know, about 3 years ago, Leon made a trip around the world giving concerts. And I accompanied him. I'll never forget an experience we had up in the Atchikalikian Mountains.
What mountains, sir?
The Rockies, Bottle. Well, anyway, Leon was preparing to give the... Why, of course, didn't you ever hear of mountaineers?
Oh, yes, sir. Very good, sir. That's a joke, too, sir.
I'm glad you got it this time. Well, these different mountaineers came to the concert with their reindeer. They have no dogs up there, so they use reindeer.
What deer?
Why, Bottle. Of course, it was a tough place to give a concert. The audience was very cold. In fact, it was so cold that the icicles hung in the air.
But what about the law of gravity, sir?
Bottle, that was before the law was passed. Well, to give you a rough idea how cold it was, 2 women came to the concert with private stoves which they sat on to keep warm. The others sat on the range.
Gas range, sir?
No, the mountain range.
Get off the air.
There's that voice again, Bottle. Did you hear it?
No, sir, I didn't hear anything.
Well, I can't understand it. I'm positive I heard someone. Say, Leon, did you hear that voice?
No, sir. What voice?
All right, forget about it. Maybe it was my imagination. I could have sworn. Well, let's get back to the story. It seems that while waiting for the music to start, of course, Leon was late as usual, these 2 women were sitting on their stoves trying to guess what he was going to play. The stoves kept getting hotter every minute. In fact, the heat was about 6'2".
What height, sir?
Fahrenheit, Bottle. Fahrenheit. Well, finally, Leon arrived on his skis. You know, up in the mountains, they have special skis for musicians.
Special skis for musicians, sir?
Sure, Tchaikovsky's, Paderewski's, and Stokowski's. To everyone's surprise, Belasco started to play classical music. He played for hours and hours, and those 2 women were trying to figure out what he was playing.
Did he play many selections, sir?
Yes, he played all the classics, from Beethoven to Bach, and then Bach to Beethoven. Anyway, the women started to argue. One of them said he was playing the Nutcracker Suite for Mabey's Irish Rose. The other one said, no, it's Brother, Can You Spare a Diamond by Peggy Joyce. Finally, one of them said, there's a sign over there. I'll go over and see what they're playing. She went over, looked at the sign, came back, and what do you think, Bottle? She said, we're both wrong. It's the refrain from Smoking. Well, I'm glad I got that one off my chest.
I beg your pardon, sir, but was it the refrain from Smoking?
Bottle, do you shave yourself?
Yes, sir.
Well, cut yourself.
Yes, sir. I'll arrange it, sir.
Ladies and gentlemen, while I help Bottle make the arrangements to cut himself, Leon will entertain you with a little Russian song called Kesbek. This is a young symphony in three movements. The first movement will be Hoover from the White House. Catch on.